Good morning. You are listening to KCAW Raven Radio in Sitka, and it is time for our morning interview. I am joined in the studio today by three fabulous guests. I have with me Lieutenant Lance Ewers, Planning Director Megan Bozak, and the Director of Health Promotion for Sitka Community Hospital, Doug Osborne. Thank you all three for coming in this morning.
Yes, good morning.
Thanks, good morning.
And you three are here to chat about something that rolls out today. It's something called the Safe Streets Ordinance. Let's turn to you, Doug, if you could tell us a little bit about what led to the Safe Streets Ordinance. What is this that's coming out today?
Yeah, the hospital, like many hospitals, is interested in health and preventing injuries before they happen. And so this is an ordinance that's patterned after one we found in Austin, Texas. Many states and many cities have ordinances because distracted driving is such a big problem, particularly cell phone-based distracted driving. So in the Health Commission, we found this ordinance and spent months talking about it and thinking about it and crafting an ordinance we thought would work for Sitka. The ordinance was called the Safe Streets Focus Drivers Ordinance, and it was turned into the legal department in September after it went to the Police and Fire Commission. But basically what it does is tries to reduce crashes and injuries before they happen by having people just drive as opposed to drive and talk on the phone. And the reason that's such an important thing is that study after study, everyone who's researched this has come to the same conclusion. If you talk on a cell phone while driving, your chance of getting a crash is much higher.
Four times higher.
Yeah. Which is roughly the equivalent to driving at a 0.08 blood alcohol level. Oh. So it's something that impairs in terms of reaction time, in terms of even field of vision. So it plays a big, big factor. And so what we're trying to do, the overall intent, is just to reduce the amount of distracted driving and make it safe for people. We've had a lot of people in town who have been in close calls, but we've also had people who got hurt. I had one who told me about a month ago, she was just stopped and she was waiting for the light to turn. And a car from behind ran into her, and she was injured and still feels some of those effects to this day a whole year later. And so those are the things that we're trying to prevent. And all of the problems with distracted driving are 100% preventable if you just put your phone and other distractions away and just focus on driving. And the great thing in Sitka is you'll probably be there in about 5 or 6 minutes.
Yes, that's true. And we don't have to drive for too far anywhere. So after this was kind of ran by the fire department, the police station, and the community sort of, the committee sort of accepted this idea, it moved on to being presented to the assembly. Is that right, Megan?
It is. Yep. It was passed on April 26th and goes into effect today. So just a remembrance to everybody to put those cell phones down while you're driving. The ordinance specifically says hands-free cell phone. So you can use Bluetooth if needed, but really it's a short commute time. Right. We just encourage everybody to not use the phones while they're driving.
Okay. And so what exactly does the ordinance mean as far as what can people expect when they're in the car? It sounds like obviously when you're in the car, what ideal is that people just have their phone not in their hand and away from them. But what's the actual rule? Is there an actual rule?
The actual rule is just hands-free.
Okay.
Cell phone use. Just don't use your cell phones. Don't take pictures. Don't do Instagram. Don't dial. Just no hands use for cell phones at all.
Okay.
So really just if you absolutely have to use that Bluetooth, and otherwise pull over if need be, or just wait till you get to a safe spot.
Great. And if someone is, Lance, I'll turn to you for this. If a police officer sees someone using a cell phone in their car, what would be the result for that person?
Well, I know for the next 30 days, we're going to do an education campaign, which means that if the officers conduct a traffic stop for somebody who was using their cell phone or whose cell phone was in their hand, then they're just going to remind them that, hey, you know, this law takes effect today, and we're doing a campaign of education, letting people know that it is now against the law to actually use and have your cell phone in your hand and drive at the same time. And, you know, in the future, the fine is going to be $25 and then $50 for every subsequent offense. So the first offense will be a $25 fine and then a $50 fine for every subsequent offense thereafter. You know, I really like this cell phone ordinance because I get asked a lot, and I'm sure you all have been asked, like, how can I help? What can I do to help? And not using your phone, you know, helping keep the streets safe, helping keep Sitka a beautiful place to raise families and a beautiful place to live. And this is one thing that we could all do to help maintain that. And just like Doug said, in regards to these are totally preventable accidents that we're seeing across the nation. And that's why many, many, many states have already gone to this. This is nothing new. It's new to Sitka, but it certainly isn't anything new anywhere else. So this is one thing we could all do as Sitkans to help keep Sitka safe, is simply when you're in your car, don't use your phone.
Right, right.
And my understanding is that these fines will, the money from these fines, if you end up having to give some of them out, which hopefully people will take this to heart, won't be using their phones, but the money will go to certain projects. Is that true?
That is true. And I appreciate you bringing that up. Yeah. So if you choose to make a donation to what we call the Public Safety Fund, that money will be used once a year. And we really hope that it's not going to be a lot of money. Because I do know that people love Sitka, and they love Sitka because it is a safe place to live, and it's only a safe place to live because of the people here who live here. But the money that is donated to the Public Safety Fund will be used, and we're open for suggestions on that use. So long as it's used on public safety, I already know one thing we're definitely going to do is purchase life jackets so that we could stock and restock the Kids Don't Float program here in Sitka. And then there's other ideas that we could do. We certainly want to buy some more really bright jackets when we do our campaign on wearing bright clothing and making sure that, people have those life jackets down there at the docks. And we're open to suggestions on other projects that we'll spend that money on. But again, we're hoping that it's not going to be a whole lot of money because people will just decide to wait 5 minutes and just call them back.
Right.
Nobody's that important, really, literally. It'll be just fine. Wait 5 minutes.
But it sounds like if people do have questions or if they have ideas, they could contact the police department or talk to a police officer if they see someone driving around or downtown.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. If you have questions on the ordinance, they could certainly talk to one of their police officers. Also,
we've got a lot of information on the city website, too. So cityofsitka.com. Great. You can find that ordinance as well as press releases that have gone out, the city Facebook page, the police department Facebook page. And all around town, the implementation team has been working to spread the message. So you'll see posters everywhere. The movie theater is going to be running an ad. So lots of great information out there for folks that are interested in this.
Excellent. So it's called the Sitka Safe Streets Ordinance, and it begins today. So it means you want to not use your phone when you're in your car. It sounds like there will be 30 days where if you do happen to get caught doing that, slips your mind and you answer the phone and a police officer stops you, you'll have 30 days with just a friendly reminder. And then after that, there will be ticketing involved. But the main thing is to not be a distracted driver, to focus while you drive on just your driving. We live in a small community, mm-hmm. and so it doesn't take us long to get anywhere. Any final thoughts before we head out this morning?
Well, my final thought is that the intent of this is really to protect people. And so I started the story of the lady who was rear-ended, and she had just dropped her kids off, so she was on her own. But I thought about, what have we done to protect her? There was another story about a couple of young students who were hit at the crosswalk by McDonald's. The lead car was stopped, but the one behind him had a guy on a phone, hit the front car. The front car lurched and hit these girls. And so this is really about protecting people. And in Sitka, one of the things that we have is a lot of people that are what I call vulnerable roadway users, people that are walking and biking. I mean, all of the people off the boats and all of the high school students from Mount Edgecombe. But just because, and that's one of the great things about Sitka, is because things are so close, we have a lot of people walking and biking, much, much higher than national average. So to have 1 in 5 people driving distracted with a cell phone and to have that many people biking and walking, that many vulnerable roadway users, we're really cruising towards a serious, serious injury or even a fatality. And so we are trying to, and this is a great team, to prevent that before it happens. And so I just really appreciate, Lance had mentioned, how can people help? Spread the word. Let people know that this is a new policy and we want to protect everybody. We want things to be safe and good for kids and people of all ages. So thank you to everyone who's listening and who's supported. A lot of people have been supportive. And please, right now, drive phone free, but also spread the word. Let people know.
That's great. And thank you each for coming in, Doug Osborne, Megan Bozak, and Lieutenant Lance Ewers. It's been great to have you in this morning. Thank you all listeners for tuning in to KCAW Raven Radio. Good morning.